Shvi of Parshat Re'eh ends with the various Moadim, of which Sukkot is the last. And in Pasuk Yud Dalad, Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalad, V'samachta b'chagecha, the Simcha of the Chag, Pasuk Tet Vav, Shivat Yamim Tachog LaHashem Elokech B'makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, Ki Yevarecha Hashem Elokech B'chol Tvuatcha B'chol Maaseh Yadecha. 7 days of Sukkot. What about the 8th day? Oh, the 8th day, Shmini Atzeret per se, is not mentioned. But the Pasuk concludes, V'hayita Ach Sameach. You shall be only Sameach. Now, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, V'hayisa Ach Sameach, Lefi pshuto ein ze lashon sivui, el lashon havtacha. According to the simple pshat, this is not a command, but a promise. Lefi talmudo, but the examination of this in the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Memchet, lamdu mikan, we learn from here, lerabot lele yom tov ha'achron l'simcha, that there is simcha on Shmini Atzeret. And the Gemara says, and that's what Rashi says, lerabot, it includes. So, the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, quotes this, and it's brought down, and his answer, and I'm reading from the Divrei Elio, Yesh lomer dinei b'chag ha-sukos, yesh kama mitzvah sheyesh lasus aleihem. There are any number of mitzvahs on Sukkos that we could rejoice about. Sukkah, lulav, esrog, hadas, v'simchas beis ha-shoeva. Sukkah, the lulav, v'simchas beis ha-shoeva. V'chol eileh hanyanim, but all these issues, sukkah, and lulav, and simchas beis ha-shoeva, noagim rak b'shiva yemei ha-suk, achag. It's only the 7 days. What about Shmini Atzeret? Avol biyom hashvi ein od kol eila. We don't sit in the sukkah, etc., etc. Veloni shalif neo adam rak simchas hachag levado. All we have is the simcha of that it's a chag. V'zeh shekosu v'yisa ach sameach v'lo yoter. No more, there is no other simcha, but there is a simcha of the chag itself. Al kachach bala rabos lil yom tov ha'achron. It certainly, of necessity, comes to include the last day, but avo be'emet, but in truth, it's a mute. It's an exclusion. In truth, it's an exclusion. The Gaon is concerned with the rule that the word ach, which means except, or however, or but, achin v'rakin, ach and rak, are always exclusionary clauses. And yet, here, the Gemara says it comes to include. You can include something by adding something on, or by excluding it entirely except for. In this case, the exception, and that's why we can use the term that it's a miut, is because there is no other mitzvah on Shmini Atzeret. There's no sukkah and so on and so forth. Now, here, I want to, that's what the Gaon says. I want to note one thing, that there is a minhag, an ancient minhag, to conclude the reading of the Torah on, essentially on Shmini Atzeret. And that is what we call Simcha Torah. In Chutz Laretz, of course, except for the Hasidim, there is a separate celebration only on Simcha Torah. The Hasidim will be Mesameach on Shmini Atzeret and Simchas Torah. But in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't have Yom Tov Sheni Shogoliot, So Simcha Torah is part of Shmini Atzeret. And I would suggest that essentially what we're saying is something about Simcha, right? And what we're saying about Simcha, everybody knows that Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev, and it's become a song, right? That there's a mitzvah of Simcha, right? Mitzvah of Simcha, right? The person should always be tamid b'simcha, always in Simcha. Now, it must be said that there is no specific mitzvah of being happy. However, I like to say there might not be a specific mitzvah, but it's a darn good idea. It's a very, very good idea. What we are saying here is that there is added to the notion that I've taken all the simcha away, but what has the Torah given me? On Pesach, there's a way I express simcha, and so on and so forth. But in Sukkot, I have a way of expressing simcha. What is the ultimate way of expressing simcha that is non-specific? That is Simchat Torah. It's the joy of learning Torah. On Shavuos, again, the question is, what is the specific mitzvah of Shavuos, right? Simchas Torah, we receive the Torah on Shavuos, you know? So there's a simcha of that nature. There is, but the learning of Torah and the celebration of learning Torah, that's simcha. And the simcha here of Shmini Atzeret is the simcha that the Torah has simply given me a mitzvah, but it's added on. We step it up by saying, yes, and there's going to be simcha satorah specifically that we are going to celebrate. And that's kachu minag Yisrael. Now, there are those who say, if you will, that there's a problem with getting joy and pleasure out of learning Torah. I know it sounds, but the Eglei Tal, the Sefer on Shabbos of the Sochet Shavuot Rebbe, he says in his introduction, I'm reading, Umidei Dabri Zohar Ezker, while I'm speaking, I want to recall Masha Shamati Ktzat B'nei Adam, that some people towing me derech haseichel. They make a mistake, midarach haseichel. In other words, they're being foolish. Binyan limud Torah kadosh, about learning Torah. The amru, and they said, ki alomeid umechadish chidushim v'sameach umitanei b'limudo, person is learning and he comes up with a chidush and he has pleasure in his learning. Ein ze limud haTorah kol kach lishma. That's not really lishma, learning Torah properly. Kemoim hayolome dipshitus. If he just learned simply, shenlomi alimud shum tanog, you're learning something, but you don't get any particular pleasure. And vehu rak l'shem mitzvah. The only reason doing it is because it's a mitzvah. Aval alome dumitane belimudo. But a person who learns and has pleasure, hare mitarev belimudo gamanat atzmo. He's mixing in. Pay attention to the word lehita rave. He mixes in. He adds in to his learning his own pleasure. Right? That's what people say. That's what the Eglei Tal is quoting. And then he says of Emet Zetot Mefursam. That is an incredible mistake. Adirabe, just the opposite. Ki zehi ikar mitzvos lima Torah. The essence of the study of Torah is liot sus v'sameach umitaneg b'limudo. It is to be joyous in learning. The oz divrei Torah, and when you learn Torah with joy, divrei Torah enter you. They inspire you. Nivlaim b'damo. They become part of one's blood, part of one's consciousness, part of one's very being. Umeachar shenene midivrei Torah. And because that person gets pleasure out of divrei Torah, hunase dovuk laTorah. Through that he clings, he becomes clinging to Torah. So the Avne Nezer, right? The essence of Torah, you experience it in the pleasure of Torah, in the pleasure of Torah. I emphasize the word lehitarei, that it's you're mixing in something foreign. Well, but that's not it. In fact, the Torah has a unique bracha that we say every day. And that bracha, it's either part of the first bracha, or it's all one bracha, or it's connected and so on and so forth. But v'harev no'es divrei sayos chobethinu, right? Let the Torah be sweet in our mouths. Let it be sweet. What can that be other than the pleasure of sweetness? We make a bracha about that, v'harev no. And a person who doesn't understand that, like the Egley Tal is saying, they just don't get it. If you ever have the chance, I saw it once, walking down Rechom Me'asharim early in the morning, a father was carrying a child wrapped in a talis, and he's taking him to cheder, a little child. He's starting cheder, right? And the minhag is to wrap the child in a talis and bring him to the Rebbe. And what happens there in cheder? So the Rebbe holds the child and points to the first word, let's say, bereshis. Bereshis. That's the word. This is a bait. This is a resh. This is an aleph. Bereshis. It's a word. Bereshi. And then takes the child's finger and runs it over the word bait and says, child feels there's something there, and he says, taste it now. And you put honey on the letters of the book, of the Chumash. And the child tastes it. Ah, the Torah is sweet, the Harav Noah. Is it worth coming to Cheder? Right? And such a beautiful minhag. I once thought, but what about when the kid comes back the next day, and he comes and he sits down, and in there, this Chumash is open, and he puts his finger on a word, and he wants to take, but there's no honey. And the child is astounded and upset, and perhaps the child begins to cry and says to the Rebbe, no, where's, it's not sweet. The Rebbe said, yesterday we showed you what's in. We made it easy for you. Now you have to work and work. But when you work, you will find that deep within the bait and deep within the resh and deep within the aleph and deep within every letter of Torah, there's sweetness. V'hariv no Hashem lokenu divrei sarosku lefinu. Halavai that listening, those who are listening and those who are watching this vort I'm giving, find some sweetness even in what I'm saying. V'zes charimi kol amali. I quote the Gaon now today, and I say that the Gaon, the Rabbos, right? That perhaps the Gaon would smile at least. I say that this is the kesher of the Rabbos of Shmini Atzeret, is that we make a Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeret, because that's the joy that goes together. And I would say, if the Gaon were to smile at me, v'zes chari mikol amali. I mention this because this coming week on Beis Elul is the yahrzeit of Rabbi Yamin Tabori, olav hashalom, and his son Rav Aviad, before Rav Tabori became unable to speak. And as a result of the ALS from which he suffered. And while he was still able to teach a little bit, Rav Yad brought him to Davin in the yeshiva a few times on the Mura Rav Binyamin then taught. a little bit in the Shalavim School for Women. And he would come to the yeshiva to daven Shachris. And it was dafka on my day that I had to say a Dvar Torah after Shachris. So I thought I would say things. It was two or three times that he came. And I tried to say something every time about something that the Gon had said, and to elaborate on it. And I think he actually told me that he liked it. But when he can no longer talk, I tried to make a point of every time I visited him, I would go in and tell him something that I had thought of. And somehow or other, because he can no longer speak, and he couldn't speak. So, but still, since I knew him for many years and we learned together for many years, I could judge his reaction from, like, there is, like, we daven, V'horei neinu b'sarosecha, another joy, let my eyes light up in your Torah. And his eyes would light up when he heard something that he liked. And otherwise, there was definitely a communication. If I said something that wasn't so good, he just looked at me, you know, okay, I got it. Not everything is joyous. We struggle, but I would like to think that his eyes would have lit up about this insight, if you will. V'harav no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom to understand that Torah is a joy, and to give us the wisdom to invest ourselves in Torah to the degree that we see and we help others see and experience the joy and the sweetness of Torah. And this too should be a zchus for Aliyah of Neshama of Rav Binyamin Tavori.